She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hello, everybody. It's Andrea here. Lisa Davis is off today. Well, as a new nutritionist, I talk a lot about what we find in our food and the ingredients that are good and food the ingredients that aren't so good for us. Today, we're going to interview Katie Jones, and we're going to talk about how companies can take the right steps to ensure the highest level of food safety and traceability. Katie is the Vice President of Marketing at FoodLogiQ, a food safety and traceability software company. Welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio, Katie.
Thank you so much, Andrea, for having me.
All right, so tell me a little bit about what you do and what FoodLogiQ is.
Yeah, so it's FoodLogiQ. We actually have that that come up quite a bit. We're a
software. There you go, FoodLogiQ.
No, thank you. we really focus on food safety, traceability, and supply chain transparency. So our core product, FoodLogiQ Connect, which has been out for just over a year now, actually. We work with companies across the food supply chain from small growers to distribution centers, food distribution centers to food retailers and restaurant chains to really make sure that they have good visibility across their entire food supply chain, so that they know where that food is coming from. And if they are faced with a foodborne illness or a food quality issue, they can quickly address it, know where that product is, and get it out as quickly as possible.
So are you working, is it B2B or B2C? So for example, consumers can go on and see, or both maybe, so consumers can go on and see if their product has been recalled. Like, explain a little bit of the process or how the software
works.
Sure,
absolutely. So we're a B2B software solution, but we do empower many brands to use the information that they gather in the software, in their supply chain, to pass that on to consumers. So one of the programs specifically that we work on is with Whole Foods. We base the responsibly grown program in our software. So Whole Foods decides to gather all of the information from their produce suppliers on everything that's important to Whole Foods as a brand. So their water usage, whether they're organic or not, the types of fertilizers they use, all of that information is gathered. And then Whole Foods decides on which produce growers are responsibly grown and then passes that information on to the consumer. So we like to think that we're able to empower food brands to really educate consumers on what's in their food by really knowing deeply across their supply chain where they're getting it from.
So I know that a lot of companies nowadays are putting QR codes, so this is more B2C, but they're putting QR codes on their products to say, oh, here, you know, meet our farmer or meet the company, you know, meet the person behind the product.
Sure.
Would your software program lend to companies doing things like that as well?
It would, yeah. So we've got a lot of integrations that we work with, whether it's a loyalty app for a food company or a QR code to know, you know, as far back as they're going to trace the farm that it came from, the ingredients, the allergen information, you know, whether it's organic, non-GMO, all of that information can be gathered and then passed on to the consumer.
Interesting. So, all right. So if the people are listening now and, you know, we reach consumers, what would you say to them in terms of how this software would benefit them and what they could do in terms of if they wanted to learn more about, you know, the traceability of the products they're buying?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I think consumers obviously are, you know, more interested and more concerned really than ever around the food that they eat. You know, is not only is it just safe, right? I think the definition of food safety is expanding incredibly. It's not just about is it safe. It's about, you know, where was it produced? Was it made in an ethical way? And while, you know, we really focus and help food companies get more visibility across their supply chain, I think that, you know, consumers knowing that there is a tremendous amount of effort in the industry to really expand traceability. Commonly in food companies, traceability is what's referred to as one up and one back. They kind of know where the food came from and where they're sending it to. And when they're faced with a food recall, it makes it incredibly difficult to really pinpoint and know and to be able to do that very quickly. We see recalls that take, you know, weeks, if not months. And with enhanced traceability, with really kind of complete end-to-end traceability, food companies are going to be able to execute recalls faster, more precisely. So I think there's an impact on food waste as well, which is something that really we're really interested in looking at. That if there's any question, you know, food's just just tossed. So we're interested in looking at how the technology can support that. But right now, we don't really have a consumer-facing, you know, app that that consumers can, you know, get into. But that is certainly a vision for FoodLogic as a company.
So do you work closely with the governments? Look, I know that when there are certain recalls, my husband's in produce, and he'll get recalls from,
yeah.
I live in Canada, so it's the Canadian Food Inspection Agency.
Sure.
And obviously, there's an equivalent in the U.S. So do you work closely with the government to, you know, when there are recalls and when they happen?
Certainly, food companies that that use our software can absolutely use the data and then work directly with the government. There's a significant piece of legislation in the United States called the Food Safety Modernization Act that's actually the first wave of rulings. The deadline is actually hitting next month. And so we're also seeing a lot of momentum around becoming, it's referred to as FSMA compliance. And there are significant amounts of increased regulations that are going to be hitting the United States and outside of the United States as well. There's a provision in there referred to as the Foreign Supplier Verification Program, right. And requiring food companies to verify the safety of foreign suppliers as well. So I think it's a great momentum overall at the FDA level, increasing food safety and really requiring companies to be more proactive about how they're approaching their food safety efforts, as opposed to, I think, in the past being a little bit more reactive.
And what are the issues that come up the most that you find? Like, is there a list of criteria that these companies abide by? Like, what are things that you see all the time?
Yeah, sure. I think there are global food safety standards that many companies go towards. I think that that what we most commonly see is that the supply chain being managed in spreadsheets and in you know legacy systems and without a lot of visibility across and you know where that breaks down is if a particular supplier is doesn't have the best safety rating, then there needs to be visibility across the entire organization with that. I think we're also talking to a lot of companies around fast-growing CPG brands that start with a vision that they want to provide clean, safe food, and as they grow, being able to work with suppliers that can grow with them and to be able to provide the food that is true to their brand promise, right, whatever that may be. So I think we see that a lot, too, is I think more and more kind of small to medium-sized consumer brands are growing, I think, because of consumers wanting to get behind cleaner ingredients, simpler products, more whole foods. And so I'm excited that we're going to be, you know, working with some of these brands to help them succeed as a business while still being able to, you know, maintain the integrity of their products.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's great work that you're doing. So again, I'm gonna repeat the company properly. It's FoodLogic. So
L-O-G-I-Q.
I mean, that's what's so confusing because there's a big Q. That's awesome. All good. All right. You can learn more about Q. Katie, your website is foodlogic.com. Is that it?
That's correct. Foodlogic.com.
Perfect. And then you're also on Twitter @FoodLogic. Perfect. Well, thank you for being on our show today and for really, you know, helping these companies, you know, being able to trace and where their food is coming and the safety of it. So thank you for what you do. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD and Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.